1 Corinthians 11, 24 and 25. 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 24 and 25. Yes. Kindly use the mic, please. 1 Corinthians 24, 1 Corinthians 11, 24 to 25. Yes.
And when he had given thanks,
Jesus had given thanks,
he break it.
He break it, that is the communion.
And say,
and he said,
take and eat this.
Take and eat this.
It's my body.
This is my body.
Which is broken for you.
For you.
Do this in remembrance of me.
Do this in remembrance of me.
And after the same manner also.
After also.
He took the cup.
Jesus took the cup.
And when he had supped.
When he had drunk it.
Saying.
He said.
This cup is the New Testament.
This cup is the New Testament.
In my blood.
In my blood.
This do ye.
This do ye.
As oft as ye drink it.
As often as you drink it.
In remembrance of me.
In remembrance of me. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I believe we are all learned. We can all read and write. So it's clear what the scripture said. When Jesus had given thanks. 1 Corinthians 11, 24 to 25. When Jesus had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. In remembrance of me. Somebody saying in remembrance of me. I did not hear that. In remembrance of me. While I was studying the scriptures, the Lord put this message in my heart. In remembrance of me. And this statement was made in verse 24. It ended verse 24. And the same statement ended verse 25. How many of us can see that? He said, take it is my body, do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25 also, in remembrance of me. That's to say the Lord wants us to remember him. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants us to remember him. I said in the other sermon, the power of the communion, that the church was very prone to forgetting the works of Jesus on earth. His passion and even his resurrection. So Jesus instituted the communion system as a token, as a symbol of his passion on earth. So that the church, whenever it partakes in it, will remember him. In remembrance of me. I was studying some other translations. And I saw a translation said, in verse 24, he said, take it. This is my, in verse 25, he said, this cup is in, King James said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. And that translation said, this is an agreement confirmed in my blood. Are we following? Now, the amplified version of the Bible said, this cup is the new covenant, ratified and established in my blood. So, the new covenant was established in the blood. Like I said before, covenant and testament, they are both the same. In the old covenant, there used to be a testator. For every covenant, there must be a testator. Someone that would testify of it. A life must be given for it. Are we following? The communion system is a picture of the passion of Christ. Do not forget, Adam and Eve, when they found out they were naked, they went and they sewed for themselves fig leaves. Are we following? God saw that was not enough for them. The Lord killed an animal. How many of us follow that in Genesis? We don't have time, we would have seen that. God killed an animal and used that to cover them. That was the picture of atonement. So, what Jesus did on the cross was an atonement for our sins to cover us. Yes, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Now, what we are looking at is, Amplify is saying, this is the new covenant, ratified and established in my blood. So, the blood of Jesus is what activated the new covenant God had with mankind. That was the activator. That was why immediately he died on the cross, the veil of the temple was torn. There was an earthquake. It showed that something had happened in the realm of the spirit. Brethren, I want us to know that the blood of Jesus is powerful. The blood is powerful. It's tremendous. It is mighty. It says, this cup is the new covenant ratified and established in my blood. If I were to paraphrase that, I would say activated in my blood. In remembrance of me. This is a message on the communion. When we are partaking in the communion, we should see it as something that activates the life of the new covenant within us. You see it as something that activates the life of Christ within you. This is a new covenant activated and ratified in my blood. The blood is the covenant activator. I read the story of one of God's generals, the greatest apostle of faith, as history has it, that is in the person of Smith Wigglesworth. Wigglesworth said, all the days of his life, when he started ministry, that he does not go a day without breaking bread and drinking the blood as a token. And that man walked in great power, tremendous power in his days. He understood the ministry of the body and the blood. Back to our text, Jesus is saying, this do in remembrance of me. Verse 25 said, as often as you drink it. We established a point in the other sermon, the power of the communion. We established the point that it is necessary that we are often in it. Is that clear? The scripture says, as often as you drink it. Look at verse 25. This cup is a new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So as a church, we opted that and we decided that every week we must break bread together. The early church worked in tremendous power because daily they were breaking bread in different houses and giving thanks in remembrance of me. in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. So when you are doing it in remembrance of the Messiah, what enters into your mind? What are the things that comes into your mind when you remember the Christ? Are we together? Do this in what? Remembrance of me. There are some notorious criminals that had passed through this nation. We remember some of them. Eddie Nogo, I don't know what they call Otokoto. That one is a ritualist. They are different types. When you hear the name Otokoto, how many of us know that name? Anybody that hears that name remembers blood money, rituals, isn't it? Yes. You remember killing of children? That man wasted destinies in Nigeria. He wasted destinies in this nation. When you remember him, terror comes to your mind. Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." So when we remember the Messiah, what should come into our hearts? There are many blessings. There are many tidings. There are many things that ought to come to our mind when we remember the Lord. The first we should remember is the forgiveness of sins. Peace, too, in remembrance of you. When you're taking the communion, you remember that your sins are forgiven through the blood of the Christ. Are we together? You remember that your sins have been forgiven. You say, "Your iniquity will I remember no more." Do this in remembrance. Remember that as long as you are in the Lord, your sins have been blotted out. That the enemy cannot reproach you again, because he took your sins upon himself and nailed it to the cross. Are we together? He took your sins upon himself and nailed it to the cross. Do this in remembrance of me. When you remember Jesus, remember forgiveness of sins. No man can forgive you as much as the Lord can forgive you. And there is nothing too hard for him to forgive. There is no sin that a man has committed on this planet Earth that the Lord will say he cannot forgive. He said, "None that cometh to me shall I in any wise cast away." He will not in any wise cast away any that comes to him. Do this in remembrance of me. When you remember Jesus again, what comes to your mind? There is the item of healing. Healing. Both spiritual healing, physical healing, psychological healing. Do this in remembrance of me. When we remember Jesus, remember how he healed many people. The Bible said great multitude came to him and he healed them all. Great multitude came to him and he healed them what? All. So remembering Jesus, you remember that any infirmity that is upon you, any sickness that troubles you, the scripture says, "By his stripes you were healed." By his stripes you were healed. Just the way he healed blind Bartimaeus. Just like the way he healed countless many during his days on the earth. The same manner, he also is interested in healing everyone today. Do this in remembrance of me. When you are breaking the bread and drinking the blood, anything that constitutes a problem to you, you remember that the Savior himself has dealt with such a case before. Are we following? Remember that he has dealt with such a case before. Somebody messaged me this evening before I came to church from South Africa. The man's name is Mukwena. Said he has had this eye problem for a very long time. He had gone for a surgery. Nothing working. Then there was something he said to me that shook me. He said due to lack of resources, which is a major requirement for his healing. Don't be distracted. Due to lack of resources, which is a major requirement for his miracle, according to many prophets, that he couldn't receive healing. That if he does not have the money, he cannot be healed. That for him to be healed, there are some amount of money he has to pay for him to be healed. So when the man said to me that to me, it burdened my heart. The scripture says, great multitude came to Jesus, he healed them all without collecting a penny from them. Jesus healed freely. Unlike many prophets of today, it is necessary for us to reckon and to know that our Savior heals with no condition attached. All he needs is your faith, your trust in him. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that what? Believeth. So that man was saying, those prophets, they told him that since he lacks resources, he may never be healed. That he needs to get the money first and give to some prophets so that they can pray for him. But that is not biblical. Jesus said, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. He is in the office of the Savior, in the office of a healer, in the office of a deliverer, in the office of a restorer. Are we following? There are many broken things in your life that you may need restoration. Remember, the Savior whom we serve and whom we call upon is a restorer. You are in need of salvation. Wrong habits tying you down. Remember that the Messiah can save from every manner of sin. You are molested by demons, principalities, fallen angels. Remember that Jesus delivers. On earth, he cast out devils in so many people. And in his name, those devils can still be casted out of you today. You remember that Jesus is the healer. That there is no sickness today that is greater and more potent than the weapon, the blood of the Christ. No sickness can match the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus can wash every and every from us. Do this in remembrance of me. If you are taking the communion in remembrance of the Christ, miracles will be happening often in your life. I'm telling you. You are not just taking it with head knowledge. You are not just taking it with rack of revelation. You are not just taking it as a religious person. Maybe you are sick. You are taking it. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Now the sick man, in remembrance of him, should remember that he is Christ the healer. The man molested in taking the communion should remember that he is Christ the deliverer. Do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance of me. In remembrance of me. The blessings of the communion will come as a result of insight, as a result of revelation, revelation knowledge. That's what will bring the blessings. That is what will bring the blessings. The blessings of the communion. There are many blessings attached to the communion. That's why Jesus said, as often as you drink it, do in remembrance of me. A man by name Zolani was he met our ministry on Telegram. So he went to my channel on Telegram. So in that my channel, all our updates, sermons are all there. So the man found one of our messages called Maranatha, 3 days journey, that was ministered in a video here. How many of us remember? The man listening to the sermon. So he sent me a message. He said the day he was listening to that sermon, he had many sores under his foot that he could not stand. They were very painful. The message was not even a message of healing. It was an end time message on the coming of the Messiah. How many of us remember? Yes. It was an end time message. He said as he was listening to the message, the Spirit of Lord prompted in him to begin to pray for healing. As he was praying for healing while listening to that message, he said he instantly got healed. That for a very long time he could not stand upright. That he began to stand upright. That's what Jesus can do. Jesus is the healer. The message, I was not there preaching the message. We had already ministered the message here. And it was many days after, the Spirit of Christ operating with us was still resident in the message. And is still resident. And the Lord used it to heal him. So, what we are saying is, when you are taking the communion, you remember the offices of the Christ. You remember the blessings of the Christ. What he has done for others. What he's still doing for others. What he can do for us. You remember and you connect to it by faith. Doing it in remembrance of him. As you are taking the communion, you can say, Lord, you are the raiser of the poor into heights of glory. You have raised me. You remember the man called Jabez that was born in sorrow. Jabez prayed and said that thou mightest bless me and expand my territory. That was what NLT said. King James said that thou mightest bless me and enlarge my coast. He said that thy hand mightest be upon me. He said, God heard Jabez. A city was named after Jabez in the Bible. The name of that man was transformed. The story of the man was transformed. You can say, Lord, you are the raiser of the poor. Jabez is an example. As I partake in the body and in the blood, raise me up. Do this in remembrance of me. In remembrance of what I can do. In remembrance of what I have promised you, do this. Do this. It's not everyone that takes the communion that will get the blessing, I tell you. It is those that do it with understanding. Those that do it with revelation knowledge. He said, my people do perish for lack of knowledge. Having the knowledge of the blessings of the communion is very, very important. It's very, very important. Doing it in remembrance of Jesus, that he heals, he forgives, he saves, he restores, he delivers. Do this in remembrance of me. The greatest memory of the Christ. Who knows the greatest memory of the Christ? I tell you, biblically. Okay, that's the resurrection. Glory to God. Another memory of the Christ. Another of the greatest memory of the Christ. Pardon? Ascension. He said resurrection. You are saying ascension. Who can tell me another of the greatest memories of the Christ? Huh? No, sir. Don't worry. God bless you. I call it the victory of the cross. That was the purpose why he came. The purpose why he came. Victory at the cross. He came as a substitute. He that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He substituted himself for us on the cross. The victory of the cross. The victory of the cross. How he defeated the adversary. How he defeated Satan. Colossians 2, verse 10 and 15. If I'm right, it said, we are made complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities. We are made complete in Him, which is the head of all principalities. Now, verse 15 is the picture of that victory. He said, and having spoiled. You know what it means to spoil? Who knows what it means to spoil? If you're used to the Elizabethan English, when you're reading the Old Testament, you see that the children of Israel spoiled the Amalekites. Have you heard of that word before? Spoil. S-P-O-I-L. Spoil means loot. Loot. The psalmist said in Psalm 119, he said, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. When nations are having a war or whatever, the victor goes to that of the vanquished, the land of the vanquished, and spoils them of their goods. That's to say, loot, takes their possession. Are we together? He said, having spoiled principalities and powers, there was something he was taking from them. There was something he took from them that they had taken from the first man, Adam. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them, triumphing over the victory of the cross. He spoiled them, made a show, that is to say, a public spectacle, embarrassed them. He disgraced them. Have you seen most of those movies that they want to, before they kill a man, they will put him at the back of the horse? Why the cat? The horse is at the front, the cat is at the back. Then they will tie him. They will be moving him around while he's tied. His body will be rolling around. Huh? When they want to do a public spectacle, that's an example of this public spectacle. Take the person around Market Square. Everybody will be watching the person rolling on the ground like that. He said, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show, a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in hell. He triumphed. The victory of the cross. Put this in remembrance of me, that the devil has no sway over me again. The devil has no foothold over me. The victory of the cross has been accomplished, and Jesus has proclaimed it is finished. As I'm taking the communion, I am remembering the victory of the cross of Christ. I'm remembering the victory of the cross of Christ. How that Jesus won the battle for me. How that Jesus fought the adversary and won victory for me. Remember the victory of the cross. Do this in remembrance of me. Spoil principalities and powers. Took the keys of hell and death. Remove the captives from their hands. You're taking the communion and you remember the victory of the cross. That is the place that it is written, it is finished. Are we together? It is finished. The case is finished. The problem is finished. You may have an issue, pressing issue, and in your corner, you break bread. And with revelation understanding, you can see yokes broken. He said, you shall know the truth. And it is the truth that will make you free when you know it. If you've not known it, Jesus completely defeated Satan at the cross. The cross and resurrection. The cross and resurrection. Do this in remembrance of me. The greatest memory of the Christ again is that we remember that he did not end it at the cross. He rose again. That probably the enemy has squandered your destiny. That probably the enemy has squandered your life. Maybe he has squandered your resources. The Bible said the grave could not hold him back. The grave could not hold back the Christ. All who propagated a religion, all who brought new religions, they have their tombs. Their bones, their forces ended in that tomb. They were buried, they got rotten there. But it is only of the Christ that it was said that he is not in the grave. He rose again. We remember the victory of the cross that Jesus has said it is finished. We remember the resurrection that the grave could not hold him, and he rose again. Remember that as you are taking it, you remember that the grave could not hold Jesus, that he rose again. That maybe you have been down. Put this in remembrance of me. You remember that as Jesus rose again, that you are going to rise again. You remember that you are going to rise again in his name. Say to him that believeth, all things are possible. Do this in remembrance of me, that if death could not hold me down, death also cannot hold you down. That whatever holds people down cannot hold you down. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. There is a message we preached here, the passing Savior. I don't know how many of us remember that message. A pastor that is my friend is also from South Africa. I don't know. We have the major percentage of the listeners of our sermons from South Africa. The pastor messaged me. I published it online too. He said he was invited to a church by one of his friend's church. He went to that church to preach. As he went there to preach, he ministered the passing Savior. He said while he was ministering the message, the power of God was present. That there were mighty miracles that happened. He said, mighty miracles. He said, people that were having sleepless nights, after that meeting, they began to sleep. Are we together? He said, they began to sleep. He said, someone that had an issue, menstrual issue, it began to flow. That there were mighty miracles. That after the meeting, the people were calling him and saying, man of God, miracles are still happening. Preaching. After preaching the passing Savior, the revelation in that message was mighty and is still mighty. That is the operation of the Spirit of Jesus. That Jesus can heal, Jesus can set free, Jesus can deliver. Do this in remembrance of me. Simple. I don't have much to say. Do this in remembrance of me. When you are taking the communion, remember the Christ. Remember what he can do for you. Remember what he has done for others. Gideon, the point wherein Gideon entered the threshold of his ministry, where he entered the miraculous one, was immediately he remembered the works of God in the days of his father. When the angel of the Lord was speaking to him, he said, I remember the works that the Lord did in the days of my father, that I want to see those works in my generation. Are we together? The angel looked at him and said, go in this might. Go in this might. Gideon demanded to see the works of God as it was in the days of his father. The miracles God did. He said he wanted to see. He does not want to hear it alone. He wants to see it. And the angel said, go in this man, thou mighty man of God. He remembered. So you begin to remember the miracles God has done for us. Both in the scriptures, both those around you. Do this in remembrance of me. Rise up on your feet. Remember that Jesus is a miracle worker. Begin to ask him to do miracles in your life. Ask him to do miracles in your life. As a result of the communion. As a result of the communion. Say, Lord, as I partake in the body and in the blood, do miracles in my life. Do great and mighty miracles in my life. Do great and mighty miracles in my life. do great and mighty miracles in my life. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord, as I partake in the body and in the blood, wherever you are in the world listening to this message, distance is not a barrier. You get the bread, you get the wine. The bread becomes the body, the blood becomes the wine becomes the blood. Get connected in the spirit and say, Lord, I do this in remembrance of you. I do this in remembrance of you. In remembrance of you. In remembrance of you. In remembrance of the Christ. Some of you are going to remember Christ the Savior. You are going to remember Christ the Healer. You are going to remember Christ the Restorer. Christ the Deliverer. Bring it. You are going to remember Christ the Healer, the Savior, the Restorer, the Deliverer. That what he has done for others, he's going to do for you. What he has done for our fathers in the days of old, that he is going to do for us. Say, Lord, I do this in remembrance of you. I do this in remembrance of what you can do. I do this in remembrance of what you can do. Lord, this is a communion of life. We do it in remembrance of what you can do. That you are Jesus, Ebenezer, Jesus the Helper. You have helped so many persons and you are going to help us. You are going to help us. We are creatures laden with infirmities. We are laden with infirmities. Oh, Savior. Kamina Sukantelia. I am persuaded that the anointing of God is upon us. The anointing of God is present here and wherever this message will be streamed and listened to. Say, Lord, this communion will be a herald to my restoration, a herald to my liberation, a herald to my deliverance, a herald to my visitation, because this is in remembrance of you. Anything Jesus has dealt with and said it is finished in my life. Sickness is finished. Affliction is finished. He said affliction will not rise again the second time. Whatsoever constitutes a problem is finished in my life as a result of the communion. Lord, it is finished. Lord, it is finished. 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 In Jesus' name. Lord, I sanctify the communion, the body and the blood. I sanctify it. You can keep it here. They will come and take it. I sanctify the body and the blood. Let this bread become the symbol and even the body of the Lord Jesus. We give thanks for this. Let the wine become the blood of Jesus Christ. We do this in remembrance of you. Anything Jesus ended has ended in our lives. It cannot stand again. In Jesus' name. Come forward and take.
My honor, you established authority. Jesus, the righteous. By your blood, you brought principalities. Jesus, my honor. By your name, you establish authority. Jesus, the righteous. Take the body, take the blood. Jesus, the righteous.
Take it in remembrance of what Jesus did and what he will do for you. For what he did and what he can do for you. Maliko Roboshikan Telimahuria Masa. Barakate Barakate Malakate. Barikate Malanta Kalemahusi Kopre.
My of Lord, you praise principality. Emmanuel. Jesus, Jesus, by your name, you established authority. Jesus, Jesus, the righteous.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 46 9360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032 46 9360 or +234 8080 620037. Come to God's Army Global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.